Kalim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Vov. The next Mishnah also deals with something that has two functions, but a different type of oifin than what we just had in the previous Mishnah. We just had something that has two functions on two ends of the kli. One of them is broken and one of them is not. What we have over here is a kli, very common, a kli that's made out of metal with a wooden handle. Or a kli that's wood with a piece of metal supporting it. Could be either way. The mateches doesn't need a kli kibul motimim kabel. Pshute kli mateches are mekabel tumah. Pshute kli eitz are not mekabel tumah. So the Mishnah says, eitz hamishamish es hamateches. If the eitz, which is normally the case, it's like the handle or the cover, that's mishamish the mateches. The mateches is the blade, the scissors, whatever it is. The halach is tomei, even though the eitz doesn't have a kli kibul, but it's only there to be mishamish the mateches. Mateches is tummy without a base kibum. Now mateches amishameshes esoeitz, if it's a type of kli which is the other way around, and the mateches is tofel to the eitz tahirun, because the ikur over here is not the clay mateches, but the clay eitz. Ketz hazok the Mishnah. Pesacha shel eitz has like a mafteach of eitz va'pin shelo, the piece, we had this before, this idea of a piece that goes into a lock. We had before, so here it's a piece that goes into a mafteach in a door. It holds on to the bolt of the door, and it pulls it out in order to be able to lock it, close it, and open it. So the pesachas itself, the piece is shel eitz. The pinchelo is the piece that goes into the mafteach, is shel mateches. Afilu achas, even if it's only one of the shinayim, the whole Pesachas, the whole piece of wood, because the shein is the ikur, the Pesachas is just the thing that holds onto it. The pin is what goes into the lock and turns it in order that the door could be locked and unlocked. So the ikur is the pin. However, Pesachas shamateches va'pin shelo shaleitz tahir, because the ikur is the pin. Tabaz shamateches v'choisim shelo, the ring, and there's the signet on it that he signed shtaros with it, or he puts his stamp on official documentation. If the ring is made out of metal and the choysom is shel almoig, don't say regular eitz, because you don't make a regular choysom out of eitz. It has to be a special type of eitz. This is actually almoig, is known beloshen, it's a psukim and sefer melachim, atzi almoigim, Shlaim HaMelech brought from Ophir. Something that's shayich, that's brought by ocean. And what the Mepharshim types is what's called today koral. So it's more, it's used in jewelry. But since Lamaisa, it's a tzemach, it grows from the seafloor. So Memela has a din of eitz. It's considered not an animal or something that's part of the animal kingdom, the fish kingdom. But it's considered part of the plant kingdom. So it's kli eitz. If it's kli eitz, then you have to dan. The tabas is mateches, the choysim is almoig, tmeo, because the tabas. Tabas shal almoig, the choysim shal lo shal mateches, tohiru, because it doesn't have a base kibul. The kliates is not mekabel tumah. The ikur is the tabas, not the choysim, so melo, that's the halacha. Mishnah just gives another few examples of tools that are made of metal for opening and closing doors. It's called a shein. Even a pin is also like a shein, but kanir that's a different size, or it's made differently. The pin is only used together when it has a base. Similar, a pin by itself would not be mekabel tumah. Whereas the Mishnah points out over here, a shein sheba tas is a piece of metal. Tas is always a piece of metal. Sheba pesachas, the shein, the tooth, the part that goes in of a something that opens up a gate. The sheba mafteach, that goes for opening up a door. Tmeyo bifnei atzmo. It's tamei bifnei atzmo. We don't see it only as having functionality when it's with something else, and therefore it's mekabel tumah bifnei atzmo. The Mishnah Stam points that out. So the ikur yisoid over here is that when you have two chalokim, which one is the ikur and which one is the tofu. So now a few points over here. There's a sugya that's together to this Mishnah. It's a sugya in Shabbos Daf Nun Tes. Legabi hoitzob b'Shabbos. When you have a ring with a choysim, what's considered the thing you're carrying out? A ring is attached to the choysim, is something functional. The choysim, there should be a tzor. So we'll get to that in a second. first, the detail is that Rashi fataiches the tabas shel almoig. What's not mekabel tumah? Rashi says what we said, that pshute kliyetz. You look in the Tveres Yisrael, ois nun gimel, there's a whole shmuz over there from Tosis with other mufarshim. The shayla is, as almoig something that even if it has a base kibul, and the ring, one could argue it has a base kibul because it has the choysim that fits into it, that's the base kibul. So the choysim, that's not pshute kliyetz, it kliyetz with a base kibul. So others want a taina, take a look, he brings it over there, that we're talking about, not because pshute kliyetz, but because it's something that's not mekabel tumah at all. Who said that koral is mekabel tumah? It's something that's godel bayam. Animals, balichayim, that are godel bayam are not mekabel tumah. Anything made from them, atzomos of fish, are not mekabel tumah. Koral is others tiny, that's only on balichayim that are godel bayam. Masha'in came, things that are part of the plant kingdom, that are godel bayam, they're, yeah. Lemaisa, there's a Rambam that holds that greenery, like moss that grows on the surface of water, is not mekabel tumah. Could be used for nets. Could be used, one could make a kelim out of it. Lemaisa, it's not mekabel tumah. But again, that could be because it's a plant that's not rooted. Koral is, yeah. So that's the discussion back and forth. Another noise over here, like we said, is the Etzim Sugya. The Gemara brings a braisa that the Tanur of Nechemya argues on our Mishnah. And says that you don't go boss of the ring, you go boss of the choysim. Why? The Gemara gives it a term, you go boss of the mishamish, not boss of the maimid. The ring is the main thing in terms of when a person puts it on his finger, what holds it, the ikr, the kli, is of course the ring. But the purpose of it is there to function, to be used as a choysim. So the ring is the ikr mitzad the takshit shaboy, mitzad the wearing shaboy. But the purpose of it, the mishamish, not the maimid, is the choysim, not the ring. So you go basa the choysim. What's interesting is that Tosfos over there in Daf Nitves is mavur, that if you're going to hold that the ikur is the choysim, then it becomes ois takshu. It's not a ring. It's a choysim. Choysim is something to carry on Shabbos. It's oitzo. Lemaisa, the Rambam's klor not that way, because the Rambam in Pegdal Hilchus Kelim Paskins like the Rabbonon, like our Mishnah, and in Hilchus Shabbos, Perek Yutas, Alok Gimel, the Rambam holds a Tabashi Yesh Aleo Choysim, Chayovin Aleo B'Shabbos. We'll leave that as a Kasha. We'll move on to the next Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. Hakadumin Ho Ashkeloinin, Shenishbru Vo Inkuli Shalen Kayemis. Mepharshim explain like this. The Kadum is some type of heavy wooden pole, and it had extended on it a metal piece, sort of picture like a chandelier with a, you have a big wood beam coming down and you have a metal frame attached to it and there are hooks hanging down from the metal frame and on it they would hang bottles of water, push it to cool off. Some type of way of getting water to cool off. And what we're talking about over here is that most of the hooks, most of the unklios, the kadum is the metal beam. Ashkeloin means that this is the way they made them in Ashkeloin. The whole thing is broken. One hook is still kayemes. The wood itself is not mekabel tumah because it's pshute kliyetz. The main kli over here is the unkli, and the wood is mekabel tumah otu because it's part of its mishamish, the unkli which holds onto the balls of wood. That's really the kli over here. So if one unkli is still kayom, so then the whole apparatus is still considered functional. Sarei lutmein. There's another pshat, by the way, over here in the Rav, where kadum is something also for pulling up water, but not holding up water to cool it off, but pulling it out of a well. So again, it has hooks attached to it and pulls the water out of the well. So again, if most of them are broken, one of them is still kayom, it's still considered functional. The idea is the same, if you both pshat them. Hamaber. This is something made out of, it's a kli eitz. It's similar to a pitchfork, and it has long prongs, long teeth. And it functions the way you'd picture a pitchfork, picking up a bale of hay, and pitching the hay from place to place. V'hamizra, this is a different type, but the same idea, and it's used for what's called zayra. In Hilchus Shabbos, one of the melachos is zayra, similar to beira. You take a pile of wheat, and you throw it up into the air, and the wind separates the chaff from the wheat. The chaff, which is the psoilus, blows, and the wheat, which is heavier, comes down to the ground. So the mizra is the kli with which that process is done, that's thrown up into the air. V'hamagoiv, again, it's a similar type of pitchfork, but the teeth over here are very close together. And it's used to actually do the breira of the tvua from the chaff. V'chein masrek shel roish. This is a comb. A masrek always means a comb. And it's used for the head. It's made out of wood. Shenitlo achas mishenem. One of the teeth is missing. V'ason shamateches. And in place of it, a tooth was put in. One of the prongs was put in. And it's made of metal. Harelu tmei. The whole thing is tamei. Agav that kli, which is metal. Metal doesn't have to have a kli kibul. Kli has to have a base kibul. But the whole thing now is mishamish otu that prong, and that prong is metal. So the whole thing is mekabel tuma. Same idea. That the whole thing is tamei or roi lekabel tuma otu agav the part that's metal. Val kulon amra bishua. Dvar chidush chidshu soifrim. This is kanira dindra abonin ve'enli ma'oshu. I don't have what to say. This needs a little bit understanding. Voshteto. The klal that we've had, the principle, that a pshute kli'etz will be mekabel tuma when they're attached and they're mishamish metal. And metal is dochyeh mekabel tuma when it's pshute kli'mateches. Doesn't seem to be the subject of Rabbi Yeshua's tamir. We had before in the Mishnah a pin echod with the, something that opens up the mafteach, and over there you don't have the problem. So look at the Teres Yisro. And the Bi'ah Dvarim is, obviously there are some kelim where the whole thing is only functioning otu the piece of matachas. That means that the whole thing is agav the matchis, and that means that the whole kli is nikra al shmoi. Pshut ekli matachas is mekabel tuma. That's not a chiddush, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't argue. Here the chiddush is that the prong functions by itself. It's a sharp piece of metal, and it can function by itself. The chiddush over here is that it's put into the pitchfork for maximal functioning, and still we say that the whole thing is bottle agav, the metal prong, and that it's all mekabel tuma. That's a chiddush. Chiddush seifrim, by the way, doesn't have to mean that it's only derabonon, even though divrei seifrim normally means derabonon. What it means over here is that it's a kabbalah Midiris HaKadmoinim, it's an unusual lashon. And if Yeshua says, I wouldn't have said it min HaSvara, but Ma'esa, that's the Mesiris, that over here also you have this halacha, that's Mekabel Tuma. Now the way we just said Rabbi Yeshua is submits to the Psak halacha, because it's a Mesiris, that's the way the Rash explains it. Lamaisi, you look at the Rav, and he doesn't understand that way. He understands that Rabbi Yeshua Taka has a Sofik. He's not Mekabel it, as the Dovah Pasha, the Dinim of the Mishnah Bayos. You look at the Mishnah in Tvul Yoyim Perikdal Mishnah Vov, also, and it sounds like the Messiah is over there, the Mishnah is brought over there also, is the Chiddush, Rabbi Yeshua's Matmir, also on the din of Kadumin, Ashkeloina, that the whole thing is Agav, the Unkli, that also is a Chiddush, and the Shaila is whether it's on both din of the Mishnah, it sounds like yes, but Rabbi Yeshua Lamaisa, Mi'asvara wouldn't have been masking to this, and like we explained, not all cases are shoved in that.